But when they are finished, he takes shelter of wealth and riches, which cannot help him in this life or the next. Because of this, he approaches the living dead who possesses these things. Such people are compared to impure trees, creepers, and poisonous birds. What a strong instruction by Jalabhara to King Rahulima. Actually, it's an instruction to all of us that when we try to take the shelter of persons who are apparently wealthy, but actually they are the living dead because they are working on a bodily platform. Someone who is not working on a spirit platform, such people are referred to as living dead. And these people are compared to impure trees. Now, trees itself is a mode of ignorance. And in, within the tree, somebody's big fires gives you berries and fruits which are nourishing, or which nourishes a person. But here's an impure tree. So within the tree itself, this person has been, or this living entity has been so impious that the tree itself is poisonous. And the creepers and poisonous birds. So let's take the purport by His Divine Grace. The wealth and riches acquired through previous pious activities should not be misused for sense gratification. Enjoying them for sense gratification is like enjoying the fruits of a poisonous tree. Such activities will not help the conditioned soul in any way, neither in this life nor the next. However, if one engages his possessions in the service of the Lord under the guidance of a proper spiritual master, he will attain happiness both in this life and the next. Unless he does so, he eats a forbidden apple and thereby loses his paradise. Lord Sri Krishna therefore advises that one's possession should be given unto him. Yat karoshi yat asnasi yat juhosi dadasiya yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kuruswa madarpanam. O son of Bhakti, all that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer and give away, as well as all austerities that you may perform, should be done as an offering unto me. Bhagavad Gita 9.27. Material wealth and opulence attained through previous pious activities can be fully utilized for one's benefit in this life and the next if one is Krishna conscious. One should not try to possess more than he needs for the bare necessities. If one gets more than is needed, the sattva should be fully engaged in the Lord's service. That will make the conditioned soul, to the individual, the world, and Krishna happy. And this is the aim of life. I'm not sure whether I'm qualified to have a discussion on this verse, because am I really following in my life that I'm acquiring wealth, and is that wealth meaning only the bare necessities of my life, or is it beyond bare necessities of life? So there could be a sense of duality when I'm making this statement.
శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురు వైష్ణవాశ్చ
श्रीरूपं साकृजातं सदना रघुनाथामृतं तां सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सदना ललिता श्रीविशाखामृतांश्च मोघं करोति वाचालाभङ्गं लङ्गायते गिरिव्यकृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् The Supreme Personality of Godhead has the form of Satchitananda Vigraha that is transcendental bliss, knowledge and eternity. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Him who turned the dumb into eloquent speakers and enables the lame to cross mountains. Such is the mercy of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Padam Roja Madhupebhyo Namo Namaha Let me repeatedly offer my respectful obeisances unto the bee-like devotees who always taste the honey of the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If even a doggish non-devotee somehow takes shelter of such devotees, he enjoys the aroma of the lotus flower. हे कृष्णा कृष्णा संदोदेन बंधुरिगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता दादा कांता नमोस्तुते दत्तकांचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वाञ्छकल्पादरोचिश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो Translation. Due to his pious activities in previous lives, the conditioned soul attains material facilities in this life, but when they are finished, he takes shelter of wealth and riches which cannot help him in this life or the next. Because of this, he approaches the living dead who possess these things. Such people are compared to impure trees, creepers, and poisonous birds. So here we find that the impious or the Aparinya Drumalatha, the Karaskara Kakat Tunda Adi. So these trees were initially mentioned in 5.13.5. There it was spoken as Aparinya Vruksha. Punya is piety, Aparinya is impious, Vruksha, the trees. So the trees or the living entity who have performed impious activities have taken the form of an impious tree or a tree which is not giving or is not serving the purpose for which the tree has been created. Normally trees are meant to give us nice flowers and then good fruit which can be enjoyed by other living entities. But here the impiousness of the person is so much that even as a tree, the person happens, or the living entity happens to be poisonous. So when the wealth and riches acquired through previous pious activities should not be misused for sense gratification. So we should understand from the statement that we get wealth, people tend to think that through sheer hard work. But here is a statement which says that one acquires wealth not by hard work, but it is based on the previous pious activities. So when you perform piety, then you get the wealth, and when you acquire that wealth should not be misused. Generally, we have said dharma artha kama moksha. You perform some pious activity or some religious activity, and with that you earn some money. And when you get some money, artha, then kama. You try to satisfy your desires, and then you go for moksha. But that's rejected by Bhagavatam. So they would have called Kaitava dharma. Whereas here we have said that you acquire the wealth by previous activities, But then that well should be utilized for Krishna consciousness or for Krishna conscious activities rather than for sense gratification. And this we find the same theme is mentioned in the verses like 1.29 of Srimad Bhagavatam, where it says, Dharma sehi apavardhasya artho ratayo kalpate na arthasya dharma kai amtasya kamo labhaya hi sulata. So therefore the verse says that one should not acquire wealth for material benefit. Let me pull out that verse. 1.2.9. All occupational engagements are certainly meant for ultimate liberation. They should never be performed for material gain. Furthermore, according to sages, one who is engaged in ultimate occupational service shall never use material gain to cultivate sense gratification. In the purport, the second paragraph, Srila Prabhupada mentions again, one should not engage himself in any sort of occupational service for material gain only. Nor should material gain be utilized for sense gratification. How material gain should be utilized is described in the next verse. Life desire should never be directed towards sense gratification. One should desire only a healthy life or self-preservation, since a human being is meant for inquiry about the absolute truth. Nothing else should be the goal of one's work. So therefore, here it is. It said so clearly that one should not acquire the wealth for sense gratification. Rather, one should get the wealth only for just meeting the bare necessities of life. To keep the soul and the body together so that we pursue the higher goal or the ultimate goal of realizing the absolute truth. The fact that a person receives something and then he loses it itself shows that the world where we live in is a temporary world. My goodness, I've lost the fifth chapter, 14, 12. So this place, everything is temporary. Even the piety and the impiety is temporary. And therefore, the result we acquire because of that activity is also temporary. Everything is temporary. The performance of our piety and pious activities and impious activities are also temporary. And because of that, the result we get is also temporary. And hence, somebody who has performed pious acts in the previous life, he gets riches in this life, but then, because it's a temporary result, it disappears period of time. And this we can take through many examples in this world. When I was referring, I can say that there are three major examples you could see in the recent history. One is Mr. Anil Ambani. Anil Ambani, from his father, he has acquired about 2 lakh crores, not one, two, 2 lakh crores, something like over $20 billion.
$20 billion
in less than 20 years, he lost
everything.
Okay. Well, the reason could be anything, but the result is today he has lost. That means that his piousness has vanished or disappeared of these 20 years, and it has given way to the intense agony for a person. If I lose $5 from my pocket, I search for any length of time, where did that $5 go, leaving aside anything. And here is a person who has lost $20 billion. Imagine the amount of pain the person is feeling. Then, I'm coming from Hyderabad, south of India. It was ruled by the Nizam. His great-grandson, Mukram Jaha, after 1967, the Nizam, the last king, last Nizam died, Mukram Jaha inherited wealth. In those days, he was considered to be the richest person in the world. In 1967, he was considered to be the richest person in the world, almost inheriting close to $1 billion from his grandfather. Today, can you imagine where is he living? He lives in a small apartment somewhere in an unknown place in some part of the world. A person who was the richest person in the world, today, from 1967 to 33 plus 20, over 50 years time, he has come to a very, very ordinary living. He lost his wife. The third example, you can take the liquor bottle from Karnataka, Mr. Vijay Mallya. I think those of you who are reading papers, you can see that that person has lost $2 billion. And today, when the Indian courts are chasing him, he is hiding from India, or Indian courts or Indian banks. He is somewhere in UK trying to take protection there. So all this it means that it's an example in front of us. When the piety runs out, whatever wealth you have inherited or whatever effort you have put in, so-called, it's an apparent effort backed by immense piety, and therefore you get a lot of wealth, and when you get that wealth, that should be used in Krishna consciousness. And if you do not use that wealth in Krishna consciousness, enjoying them for sense gratification is like enjoying the fruits of a poisonous tree. Such activities would not help the conditioned soul in any way, neither in this life nor under the nor the next. So what happens when we lose that wealth? We want money. So when we want money, we try to take the shelter of again persons who possess that wealth. And who are these persons? These are the persons who are compared here as living dead. He approaches the living dead who possess these things. And the living dead are called Jiva Bhutan. Now, who can be considered as Jiva Bhutan? Now, remember, this is being spoken by Sukadeva Goswami, who not only heard from his father Srila Vyasadeva, but he himself is a realized soul. So he has realized by himself, by experience or by observation. And he is speaking these verses that someone who is rich apparently, but working on a bodily platform, he is considered to be living dead. Such a powerful adjective statement is being made by Sukadeva Goswami, that is a living dead. So who is that living dead? Someone who is dead for self-realization. Someone may be vibrant, very active, alive to the external world. Somebody may be a chief executive officer. Somebody may be a a renowned artist, somebody may be a sports person, somebody may be a Miss Universe, somebody may be so and so. But all these persons are considered to be dead because if they are not working on a spiritual platform. What gives life to a body is not this body. The body is a dead matter. It's composed of five elements. So as it is dead, and if they are working on that platform, then obviously that person is a dead person, although alive. Unless that person comes to the platform of spirituality, because it is a spirit soul which gives life to the body. It's like a car. You are driving a car. The car doesn't have any life. But what drives a car is a driver. The driver may take the car at speed, maybe you get a ticket if you are exceeding the speed limit. But otherwise, if that person who drives the car gives a life to the car, but as it is, the car is made up of only material elements. So similarly, this body is also a dead matter. And what gives life to this body is the spirit soul. And hence Krishna in 18.59, he says, Ishvara sarva bhutana hrudiyesh arjuna tishtati brahmayam sarva bhutani yantra gunani mayaya. So this body is a yantra. It's a machine given to us by mayaya, by the material energy. And this body has a purpose. If that purpose is not realized, then we have wasted our life. We have spoiled our life. So if we forget the purpose of which the soul has been placed in this material body, which is meant for self-realization, or a part and parcel of Lord Krishna, then such a person is called a living dead. We may practice so many professions, we may be in our material such a well-off position, but it has no value. And we are given three examples here. That is the unpious plant or Ubhaya Artha Sunya. It is Karaskara Kakutunda. The kind, and then Apunya Dhumalata, impious trees and creepers. Once we were, before moving to closer to temple, we were in Guantanamo South, and in that part of the area, there are a lot of bushy walk tracks. And weekends typically, as a family, we used to walk through the bushy track. So once that track, for the first time we were walking, it was a pleasant weather in the afternoon, and we walked quite a bit, and suddenly on a narrow track we found continuously berry plants or berry creepers. And all the plants there had big berries, I think there were some black colored berries, and very attractive. And when the look of itself showed, they were very juicy. And we were all tempted, why not we take few of them and take home, offer to the government, and then relish them.
But it's strange.
But somehow something told us that this is a walking track. So many plants full of berries and nobody is touching them, which is something unusual. Because mankind, a person walking and you find the berry, the tendency is to take few berries and then put it to your mouth. If that is the case, how is that these berries are still on the plant? There must be some reason. And then we were searching if there is anything, that message there, and there we found a label. Please do not touch these berries. These are poisonous. So what we mean that apparently it's a juicy fruit, but actually it is poisonous. And this is called Maya. What it is not, it's trying to tell us, by look how it's saying, it's inviting us, eat me, enjoy me, eat me, enjoy me. But then, when we try to take that fruit, obviously, you are going to a hospital or you are going beyond the hospital. Depending on the number of fruits you love with your mouth. Yeah, it could be. And then another example is given here in terms of the well. If you look at the, trying to find out, because here it said the water, poisonous water, udapanava, like wells with poisonous water. Arsenic is one such element found in water in many parts of the world. In India, China, US, other places. And arsenic has no taste and no odor, so no smell. It dissolves in water. Obviously, we think that here is a beautiful well with water, and why don't we take it? Because 70% or 80% of the body is with water, it's often. So therefore, we doctors tell us that you must take abundant quantity of water which nourishes our body. And then here is a well, I try to take water, the result, it is with arsenic as element, and over a period of time, it creates problems for you. So it's a slow poisoning, or depending on the arsenic content, it could be make the person critical immediately as soon. Then there are germs available in water, which if you can see them, that's fine. But there are many germs which you can't see. And you take that water, you contract disease.
Coronavirus?
You can, yeah, coronavirus, maybe I don't know that part. But the coronavirus is in water. Okay, oh, so now Dr. Mahaprabhu said that coronavirus can be in water, and so therefore.
City water.
Is it? Yeah. Okay. So city water, drinking water, has coronavirus, and I think we are living in
wastewater.
Okay. So we are living in a point of time in our life where the very name Corona drives us into a difficult situation. Especially those whose families are affected by that. One can't imagine the amount of anxiety, fear it creates. Because right now, as a family, we are experiencing both my mother and sister are confirmed with Corona, and we are spending anxious, sleepless nights. The mother is in the hospital, she is recovering, but mother is in the hospital. And I tell you a story there how, in the context of how Krishna consciousness helps even in the material form. In the end, I'll pick up that storyline. So, therefore, in order to see that you don't drink that contaminated water or take that poisonous berries or fruits which I've mentioned, which is Apunya Dumalata and Udapanava, what do we need? We require intelligence, buddhi. And this intelligence is not a material intelligence as we normally think, yeah, I'm an intelligent person, I can use my intelligence to understand. But this intelligence is a descending process. to understand the difference between the body and the spirit soul. I am not the body and not the spirit soul. It's not just a spirit soul, but I'm part and parcel of Krishna, and therefore I have to serve my master, I have to serve the Lord. That knowledge is a descending process. So that intelligence is given to us by the grace of the Lord. Yeah, by in parampara, we receive through parampara. So we get experience. Experience is a great teacher, but that experience is not going to allow us to graduate from this material world. What graduates us from this material world is the knowledge we receive in the cyclic succession, going back, tracing back to the original teacher, the Supreme Lord Krishna. And therefore, Prabhupada said that if we are this material world, puna puna charita chavana, every day we commit the same mistakes, every life we have that we go through the same cycle, and we don't realize. We can take even normal examples. The person who takes to alcohol, the person thinks that daytime he drinks alcohol and daytime he is continuously vomiting. He is in the bathroom. And he thinks that, well, what type of life am I leading? And let me stop this. But when the night comes again, he takes walk.
Can't sleep.
So same habit, attachment to that. Then we have, I don't know whether I can use an example of a relationship between a wife and husband. People get divorced, but they think that, well, I've got divorced, that's okay, that's gone, but let me try for another partner. And then try for another partner. And the search goes on. So all this indicates that we are trying the same formula that we think that can give us happiness. But we need the intelligence, the descending process, to reach out to persons to understand that we are not the body, we are the spirit soul, and it's a soul which gives life to the body. And there is a purpose for this life beyond eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Otherwise, such a person is called a living dead. And that's the reason why Srila Prabhupada insisted that let his books be distributed all over the world. That's the greatest service we can render to Srila Prabhupada and the movement and the society and the society and the world itself by giving this descending knowledge to the individuals. That they understand that they are not the body, but they are beyond. And the life comes not from matter, but life comes from life. Otherwise, when we are, so therefore we have two paths. At every stage of our life, we have a choice. And the choice is either to take the path of Krishna consciousness, or the path of the material life. The choice is there. Krishna has given us the free will. Which path we want to take? If our mind is attached to the sense objects, then we have the famous 2.63 and 2.64. Krishna talks about the contemplation on material objects, develop attachment, and from attachment, what do we get? The desire to enjoy. And from that desire, we get the anger. And from anger to bewilderment. And from bewilderment, loss of memory. And from loss of memory to the loss of intelligence. and the person falls into the material pool, and this goes on as a chewing the tooth, same thing again and again. Or we have the choice to contemplate on what Krishna is saying. Manana bhava bhakto manayaji manamaskuru. So we have this choice at every stage of our life, or we can say at every minute of our life, or every second of our life, you have a choice whether you want to take this path or you want to take this path. Someone who can exercise the Krishna consciousness path is considered to be the most intelligent person on this planet. But someone who is not taking the Krishna conscious path, he is wasting his life. So therefore, whatever wealth we acquire, it should be used in Krishna service. And Prabhupada gives the quote, yat karosi yat asnasi yat juhosi dadasi yat. All that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer and give away, as well as all austerities that you perform, should be done as an offering to me. Therefore, material wealth and opulence attained through previous pious activities can be fully utilized for one's benefit in this life and the next if one is Krishna. So if somebody understands the value of life, only such a person can utilize that wealth properly. Otherwise, Prabhupada gave the example, unless he does so, he eats a forbidden apple and thereby loses his paradise. Anyone who can speak about this, he eats a forbidden apple. I think children in the school, are you told about this story? No? Forbidden apple and thereby loses his paradise. No? Okay, I think this appears in Bible, and it is said that it was totally dark, complete dark. It appears in the Old Testament. And God says, day one, he creates day and night. Because completely dark, so therefore he says, give light. So the day and light. Then day two, immediately he creates the sky. Day three, he creates the land, which is called earth. And day four, he creates trees and grains and fruits and other edible things that can cover earth. And day five, living beings which are in water and air. So airborne and in water. And day six, he creates creatures on the land. And day seven, I believe he creates human beings. And then Lord took some rest. The first human being to be created was, who was he? Adam. First human being was Adam. And Adam did not know what to do because he was all alone. And then how was he created? He was created from the dust. And the Lord breathes life into the person, and therefore he becomes Adam. And then Lord tells Adam, you are in charge of these creatures and the plants. You can enjoy your life. And then Adam was put to sleep. Then because Adam was and though he did not know anything, then God, I believe, from his rib, he creates a female. And so that's the counterpart for the male. And so therefore they call it woman. Woman means that from man. So Adam and Eve are there. Then he created paradise with all the fruits and everything. And then he tells Adam and Eve that this whole paradise, whatever fruits you have, it's meant for you to enjoy. Except one tree. He says, do not pluck trees from that tree. The tree is called the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So except that tree, you can take fruit from all the other trees. And that's how they were following. But then came Satan in the form of a snake. And then that snake advised, are you enjoying the fruits? Yes, we are enjoying the fruits. Are you eating the fruit from all the trees? They say, yeah, we are eating from all the trees except that one tree we are not taking. Then the Satan said that you must eat the fruit from that tree. That gives you the knowledge. So you must take that. Eve says, no, no, we are forbidden from taking it. Says, no, you must take it. That gives you the knowledge. There is a reason why God has said not to eat, but therefore you must eat that. That gives the knowledge. Eve was tempted. And then she takes the fruit. And then she gives a part of fruit to Adam. It is said, till then, they were naked. They did not know what is the meaning of nude. The moment they ate that fruit, they realized, oh, we are naked. We should cover our body. And therefore they take some dry leaves and then they try to cover the body. They hide. What does it mean? That by listening to the Satan, that the ego has entered into them. It brought into the duality of the world, and with that duality, they are able to see what is good and bad. So that innocence of purity was lost after eating the fruit from that tree. And when God came, the Adam and Eve, they were hiding. And God said, where are you, Adam and Eve? They said that we are hiding. Why are you hiding? He said, because we are naked and we want to cover up ourselves. Then God said, have you eaten those forbidden food? They said, yes, we have taken. Why did you do that? Because snake, that Satan has advised us to take, that gives us the knowledge, and now we got the knowledge that we are naked and we are covering ourselves, we are hiding, we do not want to be seen. And God becomes angry. What does he do? He curses the Satan to become a snake. So that the snake without legs, it can walk, it can crawl with a lot of pain as it goes through sandy area or other bushy with nails and other places. So that's how Satan is cursed to become a snake. And God curses Eve, I believe, that you will become a woman on the earth, and you will deliver children, and while delivering children, you will feel immense pain. So that's the curse given to lady or Eve. And then he curses Adam that you become, you here you are happy to enjoy the fruits, but to get the same fruit, you have to toil day in and day out. You have to work hard. And working hard, you will encounter weeds. You will encounter other bushy areas that will break through your body. You will suffer. So there are three curses. One to Eve, other to Satan, and the third to the Adam. And what is that Satan or snake which has advised Adam and Eve to eat the fruit? a maya. The material energy is always tempting us. You do this, you get this benefit. You eat this, you get this nourishment. But actually, eating that berry, it's a poisonous food. If you drink this water, it is poisonous water. So what does this mean? When the consciousness changes from the perspective of Bhoktaram Yajna Prasam, that let the Lord be in the center. Because that is the, Srila Prabhupada says, that is the peaceful formula. How to remain peaceful in this material world. So that's a peace formula. In that peace formula, we should understand Bhoktaram Yajna Prasam, Sarva Loka Maheshwaram, Sukhrutam Sarva Bhutana, Gyanakamam Shanti Bhuchati. So that Shanti, that peace one gets when we follow these three parameters, three aspects, that Krishna is the enjoyer, Krishna is the proprietor, and He is Sukhrutam Sarva Bhutana, He is the well-wisher. So if we have these three in our consciousness, then we are not eating the poisonous fruit, nor are we drinking the poisonous water. But instead of saying Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam, we tend to say that I am at the center. I am the enjoyer. I am the benefactor. And I am the proprietor. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Samsiddhi Haritoshna. So this is Bhagavatam, Samsiddhi Haritoshna. That whatever we perform, whatever we do, we should do as an offering to the Lord. Otherwise, He binds it. And in Ishavasya also, we have that Ishavasya Idam Sarvam, that everything belongs to Krishna. Idam Sarvam, and Krishna is our quota. I should take my quota and then use that quota in service of Krishna. So that quota is just to maintain my body and spirit soul together while longing for the ultimate goal in life. If I can do that, then I am living a purposeful life. So therefore, Prabhupada in his Jaladuta, he says that I am a puppet. It is Krishna, you are the puppeteer. Whatever you make me dance, I will dance. There must be a reason why you brought me here, and then let me be your instrument. So this should be our consciousness. Yeah, that is Krishna consciousness. Let me be instrument in the hands of my spiritual master. Let me be an instrument in the hands of Srila Prabhupada. Then my life becomes successful. We think that through effort, through whatever hard work we are doing, we can solve all the problems. But we don't understand that unless we take shelter of the Lord, even in the material, in the realm of material activities, we do not get the required intelligence to work properly. Let me give the the personal experience I had or we are going through in the last 1 week. Last week, my mother, she is 91 years. She stays at home, she doesn't go out anywhere. She is reasonably protected. But still, she contracted coronavirus positive. Initially, she was, for the first 5 days, she was placed on homeopathic medicine. Her cough, fever seemed to have reduced. But last Monday, her blood sample was sent for corona, and then Tuesday, we received that it is COVID positive. And we checked oxygen levels, saturation level. It was 90, it was maintaining. But next day morning, when we got up, it was 84. And obviously, we entered into a panic situation. Yeah, saturation levels were dropping. My brother is in Hyderabad, and we were coordinating. My elder brother stays in the US, and my sister and myself, we are here. Three of us were coordinating my brother, and he said in Hyderabad he ranked up 45 hospitals. Not one hospital, but 45 hospitals for a bed. He could not get a bed in 45 hospitals. And you can imagine your own mother in front of you gasping for breath, and you are not able to do anything. And when he said to me, a thought came to me as a flash. That's what I said, Krishna's given intelligence. I said, Krishna, I said, Dada Vallabha, my mother has been chanting your name for the last 22 years. Is this the way you want a mother to do the body? Somehow when the thought came, Krishna gave the intelligence. 15 years back in Hyderabad, to one person named Gangadhar, he's a physiotherapist, I gave him Bhagavad Gita as it is. And I gave him some fruits in Mahaprasada. And since I started Darshan Yajna, Divya Darshan Yajna, photos which are sending every day, I started sending to him. And suddenly his name flashed in my mind. Now he works all through the night because he's assistant to the senior orthopedic surgeon of a hospital. And he works through the night with orthopedic surgeon, and it's only morning 6 o'clock he goes to see. And here it was 11:30, it means that it's about 11 to 12 o'clock Melbourne time, and it's 7 o'clock in Hyderabad. He would have slept at 5:36 to just 1 hour sleep. I said, let me give a call to him, because this person is an assistant to a senior orthopedic surgeon who happens to own a hospital. So let me give a call. And miracle, when I gave the call, he picked up the phone. He said, Prabhu, what can I do for you? I said, Prabhu, meri mata kabhi theek nahi hai, and I need a bed in the hospital. He said that I'll try, Prabhu, because beds are all full. But just give me 2 minutes' time, I'll come back to you. He gave a call to the hospital, and then he said, Prabhu, bed is available, you ship your mother to the hospital. I gave a call to my brother saying that so-and-so hospital, Shalini Hospital in Hyderabad, is available, you ship mommy to the hospital. He's trying heavily for ambulance. Ambulance is not available. No ambulance is available. And he was trying and trying and trying and trying. No ambulance service was available. So this is another tragedy then. First bed was not available, then the bed was available, then the ambulance is not available. So then I was trying from here, he was trying directly to contact the ambulance service, I was trying, okay, let me try through the family circle. Then I rang up to my cousin's niece, or my second cousin, I said, Sunita, we need ambulance. Do you know any ambulance service? Immediately she said, Shekhar Mama, I know an ambulance because her parents were not okay. And then she was shuttling them from Apollo Hospital to her place regularly. And then I know the driver personally. And then she contacted the driver. But in the meantime, 2.5 hours have passed by. But finally the ambulance came. Mother was shipped to the hospital, and she was given the required oxygen. So this happened on the Tuesday, she was confirmed. Wednesday morning, afternoon, this drama took place. And Wednesday by, I think, local time, 12:30, Hyderabad time, she was shifted to the hospital. And then since then, she is on oxygen. So what I'm trying to say is, if we were stuck to the material realm only, my mother, anything could have happened. But the fact that 15 years back, I gave Bhagavad Gita as it is, the book to that Lala, the physiotherapist, assistant to the owner of the hospital, and therefore he arranged for the bed. Then the cousin rang her up, she arranged for the ambulance. These two things came together, and then mother was shifted to the hospital. So we hear how Krishna made a beautiful arrangement. That because I said, mother has been chanting for the last 22 years, is this the way how you want her to leave the body? Just the thought came, and the rest of the process fell in its place. So therefore what it means is that there is an urgent need for us to take the message of Krishna consciousness throughout this planet. It should reach out to every individual so that their life moves on a spiritual platform. From abhadrani, from the material desires, it is elevated to the spiritual platform. And that's the service we have been doing, or some of the devotees have been rendering wonderful service by distributing books throughout the world, and others are distributing or conducting Bhakti Viksha programs, distributing prasadam. But what I find is when I conducted Bhakti Viksha, it was reaching out to about 15 families, 15 members. So each person conducting Bhakti Viksha is able to reach out to 20, 25, 30, maybe 35, 40 members. And this is going to take its own time. It's not that one should not do this. This is good prasadam, this is good Prabhupada books. But if you want to reach out to talk to everyone in a quick, short time, then why not equally be participate in the Divya Darshan Yajna we are conducting? For the last 1.5 years we have been doing it. When I did some simple calculations, I found that folk news according to readership, it reaches out to about 10,000 individuals who read folk news. If you take even 10%, 1,000 of them receive these darshan pictures every day, and if these 1,000 persons can translate to at least their own 500 contacts, each person 500 contacts, and that 500 contacts can in turn distribute to other 100 members, that 100 member distribute another 50, that 50 distribute 20. If you do this calculation, that is 1,000 times, 500 times, 100 times, 50 times, 10, 20, then every day you are able to reach out to every individual on this planet who possesses this digital technology. And we can do this service by remaining in the comfort of our own home. You are seeing every day beautiful darshan pictures. Whatever pictures you feel they are good from your own perspective, take them. But at least include Srila Prabhupada, include the Bhagavan verse every day, and then and do not forget to add Lord Narasimhadev. Just include the 6 or 7 darshan pictures. You can do it more, but at least include the 6 pictures and distribute widely to your classmates, schoolmates, college mates, university mates. Yare deke tare kaho. You just take the telephone number and say, can I give you this message? you need to do, just look at this darshan pictures and say that, oh, here is Srila Prabhupada darshan, today darshan, Shingara darshan, here is Radha Vallabha, here is Gaur Nitar, here is Lord Jagannath Bhagavan Subhadramani. Let them utter those names, have a darshan, and then retransmit to all their contacts. Anyone you come across, you take the telephone number and you say, Prabhu, you are the most intelligent person on the planet. I'm going to send you the darshan pictures every day. Please have the darshan, distribute them. Have darshan and distribute them. It just takes 2 to 3 minutes. But this 2 to 3 minutes which they use will give them so much of benefit to their life that it's unimaginable. They are lifted from the material platform to the spiritual platform. And then that assures the person the journey on the spiritual path. If someone has not started the journey, then the person can start the journey. So summarizing today's verse, that we receive some material benefits. As Kunti Devi said, Janma Aishwarya Sutta Sri, we get that based on the pious activities we have performed in our previous life. And whatever we get that, we should not be misused, rather use them in Krishna consciousness, in serving the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, that person is considered to be a living dead person. It's like the berries or the poisonous trees which gives you poisonous fruits, or is the water contaminated with items like arsenic or other bacteria which is harmful. So the person is creating harm to himself. Atmaha is killing his soul. And as soldiers of Srila Prabhupada, we have to take this mission to the best of our ability. Whatever we are doing or whatever you are doing in terms of Bhakti Vriksha, Prasadam distribution, book distribution, please include as part of the service the Divya Darshani Yajna also. With this, you are able to reach out to the planet wherever they are. It just takes 2 to 3 minutes of their time every day to have darshan, utter the holy name, which purifies them, and that helps them even in this material world, even they are in crisis, as it has helped me in serving my mother in distress. Hare Krishna, any questions? Any comment? Any corrections?
You said you remember Krishna all the time. So one day is chanting the holy name. You want to tell briefly what are the ways to remember Krishna?
Prabhupada has given us a beautiful formula. What is our formula? ABCD. Association. But you, in order for Krishna, we need association. Not a mundane association, but an association of someone who remembers Krishna. So that that person can remind us. Two, we need to be backed up by that, the books, A.B., transcendental books. And Srila Prabhupada, out of his compassion, he has given us, I think, what, 80 books. And today these books are available in the leading languages all over the world. There was a time when the books were available in local language. But today, from Sanskrit, Srila Prabhupada, out of his kindness, mercy, he has translated, and then his disciples have carried forward the translation into different languages. So the books are available. C is a chanting. Chant the holy name of the Lord. And D is taking prasad. Everyone needs to eat food. We all want, without food we cannot survive. So why not acknowledge from whom the food is coming? Just an acknowledgement of the supplier or provider of the food nourishes us. And that nourishment gives me the required intelligence. And with that intelligence, I take association, more association with the devotees. And the greatest devotee we have is Srila Prabhupada himself, who is giving his association through his books. Even if we read one page a day or one verse a day from Srila Prabhupada's books, our life becomes so glorious. And to that, you can add Divya Darshana Yajna. Have darshan of the photos and transmit as widely as possible. I can give so many examples. The day when I don't send the pictures, I get calls, I receive messages. Aapki tabiyat theek nahi hai kya? It's a very hard work. Why we have not received the darshan pictures? And to summarize, when I said that, I said, you are sending us too many pictures every day. How many pictures have I sent to that person? I've got variations. To some I send 6 pictures, to some I send 10 pictures, to some I send 15, to some I send 30, to some I send 45, to some others I send 70. So depending on how I feel, okay, this person is capable of receiving or not, accordingly, I'm sending the number of pictures. And equally, I've got them into groups, sections. Okay, this is Guru Puja Arati, this is Shringara Darshan, this is Shringara Darshan Shaligram, this is Shringara Darshan Chota Radha Krishna, Shri Radha Krishna. These are the angular doors of it. So, depending on which section you feel you want to see, you can see that particular section. And equally transmit. So, here's a person, my office colleague. He said, Chandra, you are sending me every day too many pictures. I said, how many am I sending? You are sending 6 pictures. I said, 6 pictures? Too many? How much time is it taking you? It takes me about 3 minutes. So then have a darshan for 3 minutes. And read the names, what I am giving there. What are my names I am giving? Is Divine Grace, Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Founder Acharya, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. This is Anadi. Then Sri Lala Vallabha, Lord Nityananda, Lord Gauranga, Lord Jagannath, Lord Vadeva, Mother Subhadra Devi, and Lord Narasimha Devi. Can you utter this name? How long is it going to take? It takes only 3 to 4 minutes. Then why don't you do that? This will stay with you. So initially he said, Chanda, please stop. So I stopped sending the pictures. Then I met him on phone. This day we meet only on phone. I said, why don't you do this? He said, okay, Chanda, now you send me again. So the last couple of days, once again, he's receiving it. So they are not able to understand the value of reading Prabhupada books or having darshan pictures. They are thinking that these pictures are similar to seeing the photos of a politician or of someone, a materialistic person. They are not able to understand that it brings in a revolution in their personal life. It transforms, or it transports them from the material domain to the spiritual domain.
In the comfort of your home.
In the comfort of your home. And you can share this, you can be an instrument in the hands of the Lord by sharing the pictures with everyone else. And thus you are benefited and the receiver is benefited. Thank you. भागवतान की
जय।
श्रीला रूपा की
जय।